Well, what's left of it.
Yeah.
Is this flooding?
Yes.
The whole road is flooded.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I hadn't seen that.
That's a high lake. Well, that'd make it easy for me and swim this time, wouldn't it?
She ran her four-wheeler off the edge of the road out.
People are gonna look at the newspaper and go, that's not as high as it was.
You need to borrow someone's.
So Hunter's gets to the beach first, and like, that boy's a gazelle. Pass me up like a dirty shirt, and then I'm hollering at Rick and Lee, who are of course looking for firewood. And Mia's in the. So he goes over at the edge of the lake, and he's talking to me, just swim to me, you're okay, don't worry about the four-wheeler, just swim to me. And she's going, this is actually kind of fun.
Where's that?
So she was fine with it. Well, he used to remind her, you know, we swim in front at 2 mile, and the water's just as cold as 2 mile water.
Yeah.
So he was buffing her up.
I promise.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually a good idea, like the polar bear swim and stuff like that. I think it's a good idea to get people, all people, kids and adults, used to what that shock feels like, you know.
I got to try it 3 times, so I know.
I haven't done it yet.
My mom zigged the boat wheel, a boat trying to move water over, and that just flipped me out. And then once I walked off the dock in Sitka, when Rick was a fisherman, then I was in that time. And once when I was a kid, I fell off. We used to have rafts of logs at the cemetery beach where we used to play on them. But I was running past another kid who got knocked off. So I've been in the deep water.
Called order this regular assembly meeting of the city of Thurlow-Langdale on January 14, 2014 at 7 p.m. Pledge of allegiance to this evening will be led by Assembly Member Maxlin Wiederspoon, after which the invocation will be given by Chelsea Plagan of the Baha'i Faith.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
O thou kind Lord, this gathering is turning to thee. These hearts are radiant with thy love. These minds and spirits are exhilarated by the message of thy glad tidings. O God, let this American democracy become glorious in spiritual degrees, even as it has aspired to material degrees, and render this just government victorious. Confirm this revered nation to upraise the standard of the oneness of humanity, to promulgate the most great peace, to become thereby most glorious and praiseworthy among all the nations of the world. O God, this American nation is worthy of thy favors and is deserving of thy mercy. Make it precious and near to thee through thy bounty and bestowal. From the Baha'i Faith.
Thank you. We have a certificate of service for Sue Nelson. The City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska presents a certificate of service to Sue Nelson for her service and dedication on the Parks and Recreation Board from November 2005 to January 2014. We certainly appreciate Mrs. Newman's service on the board, as we do everyone who serves on any of our boards. We do appreciate that. Roll call, please.
Assembly members Blake.
Here.
McCloskey. Stokes. Wiederspoon.
Here.
Decker.
Here.
Stowe.
Here.
And Mayor Jack.
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Hearing none, any conflict of interest? Consent agenda.
Move to approve the list. agenda items listed on our consent agenda. Those items marked with an asterisk. Items 6A, 7A, 7B, 7C, 7D, 7E, 7F, 7G, 7H, 7I, 7J.
Second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll roll, please.
Assembly members Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 8, Borough Manager's Report. Borough Manager isn't present. You have the written report. I will ask the Borough Clerk, who is acting in his stead, if there's anything to add to that.
Other than what Borough Manager Jay Bush stated in the summary report, I have nothing further to report.
Thank you. Then we'll Borough Clerk's report.
I do have a couple of things. We have two upcoming events, the AML Alaska Conference of Mayors coming up in February, and Mayor Jack has stated that he would like to attend. And that will be in Juneau this year from February 17th through the 20th. And then also we have the Southeast Conference Midsummer Summit, and that will take place from March 12th through the 14th, also in Juneau. And Assemblymember Decker has stated that she would like to attend. And if there are any others who would be interested in attending, if you would please let me know, I can make those arrangements for you.
Anything further?
Other than that, I have nothing to report.
I'd just like to mention that the AML conference in February and Juneau is the time we meet with the legislature and present our priority list. So I will be going to that, attending for that purpose. And if anyone else would like to attend, I'd certainly appreciate it. And since their Southeast Conference is back to back, which is kind of a lot of traveling, I will not be attending it. Next item 10, Mayor Assembly Reports and Appointments. Are there any reports for any Assembly members? Yes.
I have a couple of things that pertain to the Code Review Committee. First, I had a member of the community ask me about, since the new company has purchased Wrangell Oil and set up shop, they came in and asked the borough manager to sort of clarify exactly what the sales tax exemption was for fuel sales. And it sounded like during that process of reevaluating it, they thought that the way we had been implementing it was not correct. And so basically what that means is, in the past, if you were buying fuel at a single time on a single invoice and it was over $1,200, anything over that $1,200 would be exempt from sales tax. Now they're reverting to a different interpretation, that it's by the gallon, and so there is no sales tax exemption. I talked to the manager and the borough manager, and he said that they want to change the code, basically. So I just want to bring that to the attention, that it's kind of in the process. It'll be coming to the Code Review Committee to be looked at, and hopefully we can get the wording correctly stated so we can go back to the past practice, so that fuel sales over $1,200,
I think it was on our, yeah,
then you can get an exemption. And I think it's important because in the past, Wrangell's fuel price was quite a bit higher, and a lot of vessels in the area would bypass Wrangell and buy fuel somewhere else because of that. I mean, if you're a large vessel and you're fueling up a huge amount, people would bypass. Now we have competitive fuel prices, so we want those boats to continue or to start coming here.
To stay home.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the way it's written now, is it the first $1,200 has sales tax, and beyond that?
Correct.
Or is, if you're just buying say $2,400 worth of fuel, all of it is exempt.
Well, but, the past practice was that the second $1,200 would be exempt from sales tax.
Okay.
And that's the same for other services within the city borough, other purchases and things like that. If it's beyond $1,200, that portion beyond $1,200 you don't have to pay sales tax on.
Yes.
So anyway, we're just trying to get everything to mesh correctly and go back to the way we were doing things.
And that question had been brought up when Delta Western was here before, and they reverted back to our old system. But since the new owner took over, they brought it back to light again. And it was going to be on the code committee. But Jeff had things he had to do, so we canceled the code meeting. But it will be on the next code meeting. And that's on the 30th.
Yeah.
So we'll address it at that time.
Yeah, I kind of just wanted the community to be aware of that's happened and we're trying to address
it. Yes, I've had the same, quite a few people talking
to me
too.
We've been discussing.
Right.
It's been discussed.
And one other thing I would like to ask that also be added to the code review committee agenda is the issue of whether assembly members can teleconference in and participate in a meeting and have their vote count and that sort of thing. I understand the way everything's written right now, we cannot do that and have it count as a voting say on issues. We could call in and listen and speak, but we can't vote and that sort of thing. So I would like to request that be put on the agenda.
I looked through, I haven't got a legal opinion on it, of course, just in reviewing the ordinances and state law, that it states the vote of those persons present. Are in presence by telephone, I'm not sure whether that would count or not. But under our ordinance, it states that assembly members will be in the city, will be present in the council chambers. It would take an ordinance change.
Well, so that I would like us to look at doing that in the future. And the reason is there's Kim's done some background work on this prior several months ago, I believe. But it's becoming regular practice, and she's got some draft language, and she has actually a little spreadsheet of different communities that do or don't or whatever, but it seems like the majority do from the information she had. So I think it's 21st century that we have these technologies. It's not, we can put things in place so that it's not a regular occurrence. It's not the way we want to conduct business on a regular basis, but for myself, I travel to Juneau quite a bit in the winter, and if I'm out for an assembly meeting in the evening, I could still call in and participate, you know, if the teleconference situation works out well enough.
Yeah, this has been discussed before, and actually in the past, I voted it down. I agree with the idea that we should move forward and have teleconference. The subject that you touched on was how much it can be used, and
yeah.
That would be a real discussion item because you know, the intent is for all of us to be here to vote, and so we don't not show up to meetings and be present. And I'll gladly put that on the agenda.
Great.
Thank you.
Anything further?
Yes, I do. Just a discussion item. One of the things I was concerned about was in reading the Petersburg paper was the fact that I see a sawmill outfit had come through Wrangell here and had intended to try to put their sawmill in Wrangell, and they ended up putting it in Petersburg. My concern was that I haven't seen anything come through to the borough here to see whether, you know, what the city has available and what the city would do to accommodate new businesses come to town. My concern was that that was 35 employees that they're potentially were looking for, and I don't see where we put any effort out to talk to these people or to try to encourage them, whether it took some action at the council here or just action of our people in our government. One of my concerns, I feel that this is part of the economic director's job. And we've lost other opportunities for employment in this town, and I think we need to make sure that we stay on top of it. When we hear rumors or whatever to do that, and I would even further like to investigate why they moved over there and what influenced their decisions, because we've had this happen in the past, and when we lose anywhere from 2 employees to 35, I'm very concerned in a community that is looking for employment, and so I'd like to see if we can't do that and talk to that company and find out, you know, what their goals were and why we didn't meet them. Thank you.
Okay.
Just on that issue, I heard that on the radio as well, and that was a topic in the Economic Development Committee, and I know Carol, and I'm not sure if it was the past borough manager, but I believe there was someone else also on the staff that have met with him on more than one occasion, and it was kind of over a period of 2 or 3 years. He actually submitted a business plan to the city, and they sat down and had some discussions, and I know that he also discussed with the current mill property owner. There was quite a bit of back and forth, and on again, off again, on again, off again. And so the city had some discussions with him on the types of things they could do. Economic Development Committee was very interested, and I know Carol tried to, you know, push bringing him here on that old mill site, on the 6 Mile site. Why did he make his final decision? He didn't come back to the city that I know of before he made his final decision. He just announced it in Petersburg. And it sounded like from the radio interview anyway that he grew up in Petersburg, and so that had some influence, but.
Yeah, I have no idea. I just know that they came. I heard he was through town here again, and he went to Petersburg, and they made their decision over there. And, you know, I'm just concerned. We've had that institute property for all these years, invest a lot of money into it, $2 million and plus rehabilitation, and we still have not used any of that property. And we need employment in this community. We need to actively support it and see if we cannot bring it. That was my concern.
Yeah.
And thank you.
I agree, another 30 jobs would be nice.
Anything further on that issue? Anything else? Item 10B, Special Energy Committee. This is on the agenda because of the action that was taken. The Special Energy Committee was a special committee for one purpose, and that was to review the Memorandum of Understanding with SEPA and what to do with that, and we did come up with a resolution, and that satisfied, and the Energy Committee did their job, and we came up with that resolution. Therefore, the Energy Committee, I would recommend that it be disbanded.
Mayor?
Yes.
Yeah. I'd like to pull a minutes on that if we couldn't talk about that, because it seems to me in those discussions when we formed it that we intended to not only just talk about that, but we intended that we'd have other discussions, and we were talking about two or three different items.
I know that was discussed, but the committee was formed for one specific purpose, and that was to review the Memorandum of Understanding. And a special committee can only function as long as that job, the purpose is still there, which is gone. Now, if you want to form another committee, a standing committee, you can do that. But a special committee has, after its purpose, it has no more authority or purpose.
I think.
But you, like I said,
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that if we're going to just
special committee is like it says, it's a special committee for one particular purpose, and that was a memorandum of understanding, and the resolution addressed that issue, and so that committee is no longer has a purpose. Now, like I say, if the Assembly wishes to form a standing committee which has more authority and a broader reach on general issues, that can be done, but that's up to the Assembly.
Yeah, just at this point, you know, I don't disagree. I do believe that we should have an energy committee, and that was what, you know, if you were at the energy committee meetings, that's what we were looking into, is what the energy needs, and that was part of our last meeting, energy needs, and talking to the businesses and see what their plans in the future were, and we had set up a few things to go ahead on. My interpretation and what that was are two different things, I guess, but you know, the purpose of that is to try to find out what your energy needs are, what they will be in the future, and part of that was to figure out the agreement between Wrangell and Petersburg on the 50% power thing, and those were some of the things that we were discussing. So if we're going to disband it, I think we need to consider, you know, making it a energy committee.
It can be, you know, like I say, it can be a standing committee can be formed and reinstated, but that should be go on the agenda so the public can be here to address it.
I have no problem with that. I just voice my opinion. I think we need it.
But what I'm saying is, special committee is a special committee for one purpose, which was satisfied by the resolution, and the committee has no more authority to act or exist, basically, because it did its job.
Yeah,
that's what a special committee is for.
That's what it is.
And if the Assembly feels that, you know, the Energy Committee, a standing committee, is a good thing to do, then let's put it on the agenda for the next meeting and address it at that time.
You keep looking at me? I said
fine. I was just trying to answer your question. But, you know, we can certainly do that.
Yeah.
And then a standing committee has a greater reach over, you know, a broader area. And I think that's what you're wanting here, suggesting.
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting, because, like I said, we were touching on two or three different areas of stuff at the last meeting when we had the meeting and was discussing things.
Well, if you just want to do it properly.
Don't hear me argue.
And you know, like I say, it should be that the public go out to public, get the public be present, and have the opportunity to address it and speak on it. Okay.
Need a motion?
Do we need a motion?
Entertain a motion on that issue.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to dissolve the Special Energy Committee.
I second it.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 10C, appointment to fill the vacancy on the following committee. Cemetery Committee, one vacancy.
Can we back up on that? I think we need to notify the other committee.